Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Siamese, if you please.
This will be the boys over here.
We are Siamese, if you don't, please.
These guys are playing jazz.
We should just.
He's taking it more seriously than I.
Oh, now we're live on the air. He's taking it more seriously.
Yeah,
when you're like, come
we're
on,
just
do
having
it.
A friendly Nick, game
for the listeners. Nick bought an iPad specifically to play chess.
He bought an iPad 1.
Yeah,
I gotta get my player rating up.
Yeah, like literally, if he puts another app on that iPad, it's gonna die.
Yeah, dude.
Like it is.
I'm
being
surprised
pushed.
It's worked without being charging at the same time.
Yeah, it's being pushed to its limit right now by this chess
one
game.
One gig
of RAM.
One gig of RAM.
1 gig of hard drive space.
Check. Oh. Looks like your horsey's in a little trouble.
You can probably turn that thing off that tells you where to go.
Probably.
Or is it just telling you the possible moves?
Yeah, Chills are just
no,
showing
yeah,
all
you
the
probably turn
moves.
That off. I don't like that he can see what I'm thinking when I, you know what I mean?
I love it how it's what he's thinking, but it's just
where the pieces can go.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Oh, you piece of shit. Oh, you I love how you just talked so you could act like
dumb
that's
cunt.
Unbelievable, dude. Hey. That's unbelievable what you just did, that move.
Yeah.
Because you knew if you said something, I wasn't going to pay attention.
What?
You're and you
never
got my
paying
queen.
Attention.
Whatever. Whatever.
Come on.
You come on.
You come
let's
on.
Let's do this.
This game is just going to come down to whoever loses all of their pieces first.
Pretty much. Until someone like jacks a queen or...
Yeah.
Is everyone all queens still in play?
No, he just took mine.
He took your queen? Oh,
yeah. So neither one of you have any queens?
No queens. But it's okay.
This game's going to last forever if you don't have a queen.
That's a good move.
This is going to be the entire episode.
This is going to be the entire episode.
I think we should stop.
Why?
Why? Because you're losing now?
No, I'm not losing at all.
I think that's a good move right there. Think about that one. Bring that fucking fancy bishop down here. Let him sidestep his way under your fucking heart, dude.
You know what move always used to like blow my mind?
What?
The rook sliding over and then switching places.
The castle?
Yeah,
dude. The castle's where it's at. Oh, Jesus. Just giving up your ponies.
I was always like, how does that work? How do you just slide it over and then you switch spots with
the castle,
with the
dude. You got to fucking put the king in the castle.
Yeah,
it's a protective move.
It just seems like it seems like a fucking arbitrary thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
like,
seem like, it doesn't
like,
make any sense.
What do they call it? What's it?
It's just like, oh, you get to stand next to him and then switch.
Yeah. It's a body double, dude.
Yeah.
Look at these guys, fucking couple fucking...
I want to kill sideways.
Look at him.
Oh, he's about done. He's almost him. Done. Hold
if
on.
Can, if he can do it properly.
I can't think that well, but...
Yeah, move
yeah,
it.
We
there
we
go.
Check. Oh, double check. Oh, triple check. Triple stamp, double stamp.
I hate this game, dude.
You big dummy.
It's the worst game.
Nick, okay, so Nick thought he was boxing Ian in, but forgot that the king can actually, like, kill...
Somebody.
pieces.
King's got a sword too, dude.
I don't usually. Oh, he's done though. In a second, though. Hold on.
King's got a sword too.
Yeah, this isn't like a. This isn't like a, an English. Well,
that was checkmate.
That was checkmate.
Wow. And that goes into
enjoy your
commercial.
Ad. Enjoy your ad. So weird. Loser gets the ad.
I don't think I was that checkmated.
Yeah,
that all is right. A giant fucking iPad.
That is. It's not an iPad, dude. That's like,
I know.
That's
I love
like
it.
A JPad.
It is. It's the new one. I got it for work. It's got a little strap on the back.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Think of the blind work you could get done with all the mobility on that
it,
iPad right
it
now.
It looks like a fucking Walmart LCD TV.
Yeah,
it does.
Like it, does, it looks it like does. An insignia. Like
it
an
snaps,
insignia.
It snaps into a wall mount.
Yeah,
at home.
That's like the TV I put in my kitchen. You know, so I can watch like cooking shows while I cook.
It is that big, man.
Well, hey, good game.
Thanks, good game. I'm supposed to shake.
Nice work, boys. Me and Ian had a rough night.
No. Yeah. Ian had a rough night.
I had an Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I went home.
Yeah, you should have been. I scratched my name off. The last thing I remember is scratching my name off the list to go to meet Ian.
Fucking, yeah. John meets me at work. We fucking have a few pints there.
Let's be clear. You at work is you at a bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A venue.
You said he meets me at work, like you're filing papers. And
yeah.
Shit. Like
I was wearing my very bright
tuxedo. He was easy to find.
Yeah.
You were wearing your tuxedo t-shirt?
No, I...
event staff, dude.
Yeah.
Event
do you
staff
just
t-shirt.
Scoop when, like, you say you and John have a drink? Do you just scoop out of, like, the fountain like Willy Wonka?
No, no. That's how it works.
There's just a cauldron of whiskey?
Yeah, kind of. That's what I'm picturing. He's like, welcome. He
no,
fake stumbles when you come
venue
to see him.
He was
yeah,
at the
he
venue
came to
last
the
night.
Venue last night.
You got a golden ticket?
Yep.
And then we had a few pints. Then we go back.
And a shot of fucking honey whiskey that was really good.
Yeah. What? Then we went over to the paying lady.
I spent about 18 seconds there.
John smoked a joint with me, and I tried to warn John.
He keeps saying that, but I don't think he was really trying to warn me.
John went in there, was like, "I have kids, I can't be at this place."
No, John was like, "I can smoke as much weed as you," and I'm like, hey, "It's been a few months."
First
champ.
Off, no, it's I didn't.
Been, you yeah. said that to him. You warned him.
Yeah, I did.
It has been a few months.
It's been months.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Hey, this is like 34%."
Never once did he tell me the percent of what I was taking. All I know is that I walk into that place, and what I said to him, I go, "This bar is way too big to be this small." Because everything just fucking surrounded me. It was like, and he was getting aggressive. This girl was getting really loud with him, and I was like, I don't like this.
Me and my homie were yelling at each other. She's just about to go on a trip, and her husband came down with COVID. And so then I was yelling at her that she's a petri dish. And fucking.
And it was so aggressive, and I was like, oh, I gotta go potty. And I went to the bathroom, and the bathroom got even smaller.
Yeah.
Dude, it
brought
so
the anxiety
tight.
Back,
oh,
huh?
So bad.
And then I walk into the bathroom to see how John's doing, and he's getting boofed on some coke in the fucking bathroom, dude.
That might have saved the day, dude. If I'd have got some fucking coke, that might have saved the day.
But yeah, like, boofed. There's probably like fucking 8 of us in the bar, maybe even less. And all of a sudden, you just see John fucking right from the bathroom out the back door. And everyone's like, wasn't that your ride? And I was like, whatever. Fucking John's gone. Mm-hmm. And
I went and rolled the windows down on my car, thinking, okay, I just got to sit here for a minute. It's about 12:30, 12:45.
So.
I'm going to sit here for a minute. Next thing I do, I open my eyes, and it's 12:45. And I was like, oh, shit, I just fell asleep downtown Amtrak. My window's wide open.
Whoa.
Cold as fuck outside, but I feel awesome.
At the Family Dollar parking lot.
At the Family Dollar parking lot. I was like, whoa. I'm just an absolute target.
That could have gone wrong.
Yeah, but honestly, not there.
No.
Not there.
No,
no not really.
You're close to the south side right there.
Yeah, but it was also pain.
No, I meant like cop-wise.
Yeah, cop-wise, it could have went wrong. It could have went real wrong cop-wise.
I mean, technically, that is Ducktown over there.
Okay, well, I was ducked the fuck out.
You could be telling us a story right now about how I was sleeping in my car with the door open and I got arrested.
Yeah, totally. But the thing is, doors were closed, windows were down, and I was just leaned back. And
when you weren't drunk either.
Yeah, they call that part of Hamtramck Ducktown.
What, to duck?
Yeah, you hear shots, you duck.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
I thought it was because of the mallards.
I had a girlfriend who lived right down the street from there.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well, yeah, you came in when it got gentrified.
What? No.
When I was growing up there.
Well, he led that charge from what you told me.
What? No.
The gentrification of Hamtramck. I thought you had a flag.
And Cass Corridor.
Mm-hmm. Dude, my grandpa used to say that to my mom as like a
insult?
Like a, you're going to end up in Cass Corridor. because
like a hooker.
I don't know. I guess it used to be like slums, but now it's fucking.
That's where all the hookers.
Yeah, no, Cass Corridor was like where all the drug dealing and
and heroin like and
human,
hookers,
human trafficking. Was
that's
happening.
Why I always said that. But isn't it now like a nice?
It's like
they changed the name to Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole. Oh, so Cass Corridor section.
Well, no, Midtown
sounds like a corridor,
Midtown,
like a hallway.
Midtown is like everything from 75 to the Lodge, like. 75 Yeah, it's like the whole Wayne State area.
Yeah, what happened to New Center? What happened to the corridor?
That's there. New Center still is there. North
they
of...
They still call the corridor Midtown nowadays, bro.
The corridor is part of Midtown.
Mm. I still call it Pine Knob.
Yeah.
The Cass Corridor is a street in
Cass
Midtown.
Corridor does not... like
it is it's not a thing anymore. It's I know it's not a thing anymore, but it was a street in mid. It's always been Midtown.
Yeah, a corridor sounds like a, what is a corridor?
It's like a hallway in the Death Star.
You don't see corridor too often.
No,
avenue, boulevard, circle.
Well, I think
drive.
I've heard people call it like the Woodward Corridor between fucking like 8 Mile and Birmingham. They call it the Woodward Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the crick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going down crick. By the crick.
Going down crickside.
I would only consider it a corridor if it was like underground. Like,
yeah.
Like,
that,
some, ca- like
yeah,
some catacombs.
It seems,
yeah. But then I think you just have catacombs. Corridors. I think
what is
it would be one long catacomb.
How
so
many
call it a corridor? Yeah, there wouldn't be any like branches going off of the catacombs. It would just be
Then it's a tributary.
It would just be one catacomb.
Any branches?
No, it's a corridor in that case.
What makes a tunnel?
No, if it's one.
Why is a catacomb or not a tunnel? Or why is that? You know what I mean? What is a catacomb to a corridor, and what is a corridor and catacomb
to
a tunnel?
Well, I think it's mostly just like you have to like brush cats. Like I think that's why they made them first. That's like what catacombs were for originally.
for combing.
It's the
cats.
Most Harlan Williams thing.
Yeah, it's where you went. That's where you went to comb your cat.
No
but then,
shit.
But then, like the Catholic priests were like, hey, we can like fuck kids down here.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Yeah, so that kind of ruined it. But they kept the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And snuff it.
And that's old French Jesuit Detroit.
Yeah,
that's like old Jesuit Detroit, like the OG Detroit. Dude, this guy.
Later.
Yeah, this guy was in a. Dude, he showed up.
Tobacco or weed?
Weed.
He showed up to my place about 30 minutes early, rang the doorbell. Nell gets all mad at him for ringing the doorbell. And I was like, what the hell, you all right? And you're like, dude, I'm just not fucking feeling good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, come
That's
on,
worst.
Sugar. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I hate not feeling good.
I drank until 4 in the morning, and then I made pot stickers.
He didn't learn from the night chili, dude.
Did they stick to the pot?
I love that he gets drunk and goes home and makes the most complicated
gourmet
fucking thing possible.
Yeah.
Dude, it was great.
You ever
like
drunk ratatouille?
Like dumplings are like the hardest thing to make. Like,
oh, you handmade them?
Like what? Literally
no,
the hardest
no,
thing.
Frozen out of the bag.
Oh, okay. If you fucking made some dough... window and then
I had to wait 2 hours for it to rise.
Put little like
he like went home and made homemade pasta. Yeah, made some like homemade fettuccine
with designs on it. Kind
of.
Just noodles all laid out the window of the house.
We found the AI picture
noodles
for the episode.
But it was great.
Nice.
I sat in bed and I ate pork and what green onion pot stickers.
Hell yeah!
Where'd you get them from?
Noble Fish.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice.
Very noble of you.
Fucking, an ex left him there.
Oh.
So it was nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't even think about going to Noble Fish to look for that kind of shit.
Oh, they got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so good.
We talked about this, remember? Ravioli versus dumplings versus, pierogies.
Yeah,
I think
we all said ravioli
think,
was the
yeah,
worst.
I think ravioli. I'd love ravioli.
I love ravioli too.
I think. Like, you ever had a fried ravioli?
Yeah,
like, breaded and fried. And yeah. Fucking so good.
I'm actually Italian, so no.
Okay.
Why you guys love fucking frying up anything?
No, we don't. That's
bullshit.
Not true. What do we fry?
Fucking chicken piccata.
Cutlets.
And
all
right,
cutlets.
That
yeah,
stuff.
We fry up some chicken.
Fucking fried meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
that's Southern Italian.
What about the rice balls?
I forget
what those were called. No, that's a thing. The like
and
rice ball.
Oh,
yeah.
Risotto ball. Like
no.
There's like a name. It's
I don't know.
They have them all over the place.
Oh,
rice
ball.
No, oh, they
rice ball.
Rice ball.
Rice ball.
Yeah.
Rice ball.
Rice ball. Everyone knows a rice ball.
You're just saying it the white way. That's why you didn't
understand. It's a rice ball. I didn't understand. That's why.
Sorry. Hey, Nick. He means a rice ball.
Oh. Oh. Manza, manza.
Did you guys invent the country fried steak, too?
That's so funny if the Italians did. And they called it country fried steak.
Yeah.
It's from the countryside.
Yeah. I tell you, I went to my nephew turned 19 the other day, and he wanted for his birthday to go out with like the family, and his favorite restaurant is Bob Evans.
Oh,
we went out for my nephew's 19th birthday to Bob Evans.
Is he special needs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's
I remember when I was a kid. If my dad was like treating us, we went to Big Boy.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that was. Did you? If we went to Big Boy. Something fucking important. Well, happened.
Did you? Yeah, someone might have died. Like you're going to Big Boy. Something bad might happen.
He killed his enemy.
Did you?
Yeah. Where did you guys have?
There used to be one in Hamtramck.
Yeah, I remember you talked about it.
Like, you know where CVS is in Hamtramck?
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be a tall, old, like architecture building, and then it like burned down, like the grease trap in the Big Boy caught on fire and burned the whole building.
Bosanova written all over that flare.
But yeah, that building, that used to be.
That's when Alex was smoking in the alley.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Did you guys have Bill Knapps over here?
Yeah, like on this side of town.
Yeah, on this side of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Red Knapps.
Yeah.
Bill Knapps was the shit.
Red Knapps in Rochester.
That's the donut shop, isn't it?
No,
that's like a
that's Knapps Donuts
bar, right?
Oh, okay.
No, it's just a little like it's kind of like a slider joint, but their burgers are like big,
kind of like a slider, but the opposite.
Slider, but a
like a hamburger.
It's like a kind of like a slider, but everything on the menu is an eating contest.
I think what you're trying to say was it was in between a slider and a burger.
Kind of.
Okay.
Like, but it's like the size of a Bronx burger.
The bun was small, the burger was...
No, the bun and the burger are the size of a Bronx burger, but the burger patty itself was more like a smash burger.
Oh, I can get behind that.
Sounds like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Not a slider, though.
Fucking bread, bro.
I'm sorry I interrupted.
Damn it. But they changed it, and I went in there I took one bite. I go, this is not the burger I grew up on. And I threw a 20 on the table.
You just threw it on the ground.
I threw it on the burger.
My 20 on the ground on the burger.
Yeah, I just threw the 20 on the burger. And I go, thanks. You made it where I never have to come back to this town ever again, you fucking poisonous people. And I just walked out. I was so fucking angry.
Because of the burger.
The burger I've been eating my whole fucking life.
You ruined somebody's day.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. You probably haven't had it in like the last, 15 years?
No. Oh, no. That was a thing. Like, if I was visiting my parents, and for a while my parents lived downtown or close to. And I'd always like before I went over there, get a fucking little,
get a sack of fucking huge burgers.
No, just one burger.
What's like the big like architect that everybody wants? Like the house?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Sorry,
Frank Lloyd Wright. Who is that?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's the music director. Yeah, he does like musicals and shit.
What's it called? The Technicolor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yeah, yeah.
I thought his name was Sirhan Sirhan.
That's the guy that killed Kennedy.
That's a different kind of artist.
He also did Lion King.
So like Ian would visit his parents in their downtown Frank Lloyd Wright home in Rochester Hills and then go over to Red Knapps.
Just apartment.
It's the place still called Red Knapps?
Yeah, it's still called Red Knapps.
Is it a
Knapps
diner?
It was, but kind
it's
of
like downtown, right?
Yeah, and it's like old time 50s style fucking slider joint, but their burgers are
burgers are bigger.
Yeah, but I've been eating that burger my whole fucking life, and then I went in there, and I was kind of looking around, and it's like, something's different here, and then I took a bite of the burger and was like, you guys sold this, and they're like, how could you tell? And I was like, this burger
take
is
my
20,
you dumb bitch.
And I was
you
like,
ruined the burgers.
Yeah, you ruined the burgers.
This is from the guy who comes in with like a Starbucks double shot energy drink every fucking week.
I've been good on it.
Yeah, you have. This is the first in a while.
Yeah.
This is dude, personal. He's been coming in with tea. Yeah, dude. He was
Arizona iced teas.
Yeah. He's been walking. He walked in my house today and things, he changed, dude. He had a rough night.
I had a rough night.
Yeah. I thought I had a rough night until I heard how rough his night was after I left. After I didn't leave, I goodbyed him. I like straight up vanished.
Oh, you mean like
how... I thought I vanished a lot better than I vanished. Apparently, no, the whole bar saw me walk out.
Well, and the funny thing is,
his hard night of frying pot stickers.
That was at like almost 5 a.m.
Yeah, dude,
bro.
He fucking stayed at the bar till 4.
Something. Then yeah, just drank. One of my buddy picks.
He goes, someone flipped the alcoholic button on me last night.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even think I could drink like that.
And
anymore.
I had
like
so much edibles.
I found out
too.
I can't drink like that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like physically. Like not like I'm not saying it in a way that like I'll be like super drunk.
Yeah.
But like I just think I physically couldn't consume that much liquid.
I would have been able to stay for another beer or two had I not smoked your fucking space weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Your space weed. You did not tell me it was 33% last
the
night.
The fuck I did.
You didn't.
John, when am I ever like, hey, this is a 17%er.
You never,
you don't mention
never,
the percentages.
Yeah, you don't ever mention percentages.
What I've told you many a times.
Okay, but last night you didn't, and it fucking space weeded me, dude. I had to like focus
you
on
did,
my breathing in the
did?
Car and shit.
I did.
No, you didn't.
While John's,
you're a liar. Judgment of the plaintiff.
While John's... doing this in the parking lot.
John.
Well, I got your pussy. Yeah.
No, I was, when we were doing it though, I was like slipping. I was, you could tell I was getting tuned up because I was slipping on him. I was like doing my little uppercut shit.
Yeah,
on
John's
him.
Trying to box me in the parking lot.
I was just doing nice stuff. I was being nice.
Yeah.
I was being cutesy.
But
while
it's fun. It's fun to be
fun,
around.
Fun
guy.
Guy.
Well,
guys
like
can't have fun.
And not anymore.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
But I was having fun.
Remember, we had to go, and we got to go into the back door, dude. Ian fucking took me in the back door. Thank God he showed me the back door, because I thought I was being sneaky on the way out, and everyone was just like, your fat friend just left.
Yeah.
Your fat friend who drove you here just
instantly
left.
Someone, like, flew into the parking lot with their truck, and, like, someone's like, oh.
So we thought I got hit by a car or something.
So I, like, ran out being like, John's dead. And then, like, John's just gone, and I'm like, oh, it's this guy. And then me and that guy started fucking hamming it up because he was an old school Detroiter and whatever. And like hilarious.
Did he
meanwhile, John is just in his car, like
just
fucking
focus on breathing,
remote viewing Pluto.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
It was so bad.
John wakes up and I'm still at
He's
the
still
bar.
At the bar.
Like fucking John.
I could have walked right back in and been like, hey, sorry, dude. I blacked out.
Like, I had a phone call.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have been like, oh, sweet. You're all right.
John,
another bar of beer for this one.
John could have came back in and just been like, oh, sorry, customer.
Yeah.
Customer,
yeah.
Client.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was a client.
And I would have been like,
a client at 4 a.m.
Yeah. I would have been like, oh, understandable.
You're a businessman.
Like, yeah.
I could have, when I opened my eyes, I come to and I was like, I'm so like, fucking thank God I'm still in the Family Dollar parking lot.
I wish I would have known you were just in that parking lot because I would have walked the whole bar outside to like shake your car or something.
I'm so glad you didn't. Because that would have been a devastating wake up.
Like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Like have someone turn their car around with lights on bright and then shake the car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you guys remember one of those like early internet like prank videos where this kid like they're partying or whatever, and the next morning everybody just like passed out and like hungover, and one of their like one of the friends just like won't wake up, so they like lift him up and put him on like a floaty,
raft.
Oh yeah,
and
then
they just like put him in the lake and just kind of like push
him out. Yeah, dude.
And he's just like sleeping the whole time, and then he gets out into the middle of the lake and they just like call his name or some shit.
Yeah,
and like,
I remember that.
And then he like falls off.
Yeah, that'd be a devastating
almost
way to wake up.
I thought that was gonna end, and he died recently. Yeah, they found out he died.
Well, no. They found all of the friends dead recently.
Oh, good,
he's still
you
alive.
You
got
me.
Him back.
Yeah, you pranked me, you son of a bitch.
Nice.
You got him with the old Kool-Aid suicide trick.
Oh.
He corroborated with the "Ain't nobody got time for that lady," because she didn't have any time for that.
How was the wedding?
It was great.
Where was it?
At Plantera.
What
Plantera?
Plantera.
Was it Dimebag there?
Beautiful. It was a greenhouse.
Yeah.
A few more weeks, they don't have weddings there anymore because it gets too hot.
Because it gets too Plantera-y.
Yeah, too many succulents.
It's too much terraforming.
They had little grilled cheese and tomato soup and tall shot glasses, double shot glasses.
The
That's a good idea. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking the blue things from the fucking I can't think right now.
Balloons.
No, the fucking movie, the James Cameron movie. Why can't I think of the
Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah, like the Avatars. You can't do weddings after a certain point because the Avatars come in.
So which one was it?
It was like an ecosystem, dude.
Was it the Belle Isle one? Or?
No, it was right there on Drake Road, and it was like West Bloomfield.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Like Cranbrook?
No.
No.
No, that's no. Blooming.
This is like, this is what?
Bill Long.
Cranbrook's Creek. I used to be there a lot. Cranbrook's like a little Hogwarts.
Yeah, I used to go there with my
friend. Cranbrook is like a little Hogwarts.
It is, man. Dude, I used to deliver. I've been in all the crevices.
Me too.
They were in our league, so we played them in every sport.
Really? In Quidditch?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, when you're there, it's all brick and every door like is a little creaky and really wood.
Well, it's like the handle's really close to the floor.
Yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
It's like people used to be shorter. It's like an Ivy League school.
Yeah,
feels like it.
Yeah,
or it is. Yeah.
My sister, that was the only school my sister ever went to.
Cranbrook? What, really?
Yeah, and then they put me.
That's
in
a
there.
Private school.
Yep. Well, my mom was head of hiring at the science center for years.
So she got Cranbrook, and you got detention centers.
Yeah.
You got
Cranbrook. Well, you got jail school.
It's like it was like traffic. They had to show both ends of them.
Yeah, yeah.
My family's a straight up dichotomy.
But what is it? I went to Cranbrook for 1 year, and then I got caught during nap time making out with a girl.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they kicked you out for that?
They were not happy about that.
And you said, I can't be here anymore.
And also, they're like, your child.
They started realizing he was developing a harem. They're going to start pimping bitches out of fucking Cranbrook.
Not in here.
Not in Cranbrook.
And I was just a tornado. Like,
yeah.
They're like, nap time. Okay, nap time. I took a 5-minute nap.
Yeah.
I'm up.
You're not Cranbrook material.
That's
what they said to you.
They're like, he is, but he's not.
Yeah.
And then we went to the other spots, and yeah, I just fucking.
What was the last high school you went to? Public high school? Did you go to any public high schools?
No, I didn't go to any public high schools. By that time,
What was the last non-jail school that you went to?
West Middle School.
Where is that?
Is that in Rochester?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a public school.
That was public. And I threw a wheelchair at a pregnant teacher.
That'll do it. And the thing is, an old teacher was in the wheelchair.
No.
There was a really old teacher in the
wheelchair.
There's
an old man.
There's an old man in the wheelchair.
She was Mrs. Zandelli. Dello.
Bleep that out.
Fuck it. Fuck that bitch.
There's no statute of limitations on throwing wheelchairs at pregnant homes, dude.
He was a minor.
That your kid's probably grown now. He's going to be out for justice if he hears
fucking
this.
Fucking come and get it, bud. I was trying to kill you.
I will avenge my mother's pride.
Ms. Panzarelli?
Zandelli or
Wait, was that in the... In the Rochester Adams pipeline or the
I was going to go to Rochester High.
Oh.
But also I would have maybe had to go to the new high school.
Wait, what's the
Andover?
New high school?
Something like Andover. No, I think that's in Auburn Hills or Troy or something.
But whatever, there's a third school that got opened up.
Okay.
And I guess I may have had to go to that one. I don't fucking know.
So how old were you when they shipped you out? 14?
13.
I would say 2 weeks after he threw a wheelchair at a pregnant.
So you were out of Michigan for 5 years?
Roughly.
Yeah.
Well, give or take, because like from middle school to graduation, I went to 13 schools.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think like after 4, they should just be like, all right, you're not for school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like put him in a factory.
Get this kid a fucking trade.
Yeah,
put a welder in this fucking guy's hand. Yeah. Watch.
If you would put fucking a welder in my hand, bro, making dimes all day.
Yeah, you'd
dude.
Be fucking. That seems like it. Just this kid's okay. Clearly, this is not for him.
Yeah, I think
we're gonna teach this kid a fucking trade. He'll probably be fucking good at it.
Yeah, it's like
that's how you found booze.
It's like it's like on the 13th try, they're like, he's gonna get it this time.
He did. On the 13th try, he got it.
We had to pull some strings for that one.
Time's a charm.
It feels more like he just ran the clock out on that one.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I graduated a year early.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It sounds like you like shaped up. You acted right.
Well, I figured out very quickly at the last place. To not throw wheelchairs at people? No, that's always happened. Even at the lockup place, the woman who sent me there, they're like, hey, you gotta be cool. She wants to talk to you. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. We're best friends. I walked in. I just grabbed a chair and threw it at that old bitch.
I would love like a probation officer to be looking through Ian's record and be like, a lot of wheelchair offenses.
Yeah, a lot of chair
He
throwing.
Just hates sitting. I think he hates sitting.
They're went just, to a circus as a boy. Think about it. And the lion tamer.
You grab a fucking, you know, the armrest part of a chair.
It's a great weapon.
You it can is a good weapon. Yuck. Them.
I understand. No, I understand that it works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, it, and it sends a message.
It's just alarming that your go to. Why? It's just alarming that it's your go-to.
Well, because it's, then they're going to duck correct. And get a little shadow, and then you can get in quick.
And that your fuse is so short that this has happened like at least half a dozen times.
Instead of punching, you don't punch people in the face.
Huh?
You don't punch them, you don't shove them, you just go to the chair.
Well, I'll go extreme.
Well, punching is for style. Like you're like trying to win something.
I think the chair is to the get in so you can punch.
The punching is worse almost.
Well, but if you're going to punches, you're basically you want to compete.
Sure.
If you're throwing a chair, you're just trying to get out of the situation.
You're inflicting damage to get away from the situation.
You're not trying to.
Yeah,
you're
dude,
not,
you're just like, fuck this.
You're not trying to win anything throwing a chair. You're just trying to get the fuck out
you're
of
trying
that
to be
situation.
A Spider-Man with
the
chair.
You may have already lost.
Well, that's the thing. I would run into the fire. So, like, you're saying, oh, you get away, throw the chair. No, I'm throwing in the chair, and I'm
chasing the chair.
I'm behind the chair
the speed of
coming at you, because then you're like, oh, my God, you just threw a chair. Oh, my God, he's right
here. That's what I'm saying. Guys that fight, guys that, like, square up, they're like, that's like sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not trying to win anything.
No,
you're
I'm mutual combat. To kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're not looking for, like, that mutual respect with another man.
He's looking to dominate the situation as fast as possible.
I can't wait until I see you go with, like, blood and teeth.
Yeah. This isn't about points with you.
No, no. Mm-mm. No, it's not. It's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, seriously, if anyone squared with me right now, I'd be like, please fucking don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Really?
You win.
Yeah.
You win. Just let me walk away.
That's like, why, like, I've heard a few comics do this joke, but, like, I think it should happen. There should be an app for, like, guys who like to fight that can just, like, find each other.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great. Huh.
Yeah. And, like, you set your weight, and then you have a little weigh-in spot. Like, you have to, a guy can get scanned and be like, you're not 230.
Yeah. Like,
you're 275.
Like, Sid is 350 feet away from you.
Yeah.
And then you
DM.
That's
not a bad
idea. And he's talking shit.
He's talking shit. He just called you fat.
Yeah.
No, you can, like, instead of DMing, like, on Grindr, like, to, like, say, like, be like, hey, let's hook up. It's like, hey, your shirt is stupid.
Yeah. But it's already preset ones. Like, reply to this when you don't answer to a call.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, sorry, can't answer.
Hey, where did you get that hat? The gay store?
Yeah.
And no, nice it'll just say things gay. Like, it'll say things like his mother's dead. Like, little things about her and be like,
wow.
Something's gonna be a trigger.
I mean, coincidentally, a lot of the messages would be like similar messages that you would send on Grindr, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But like not for the same purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Push my buttons is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. So last night we had all these like straight edge hardcore bands.
Mm.
And during like fucking mic check and all that, two of the guys from one of the bands are doing like lay down a mat and start doing fucking kickboxing.
Oh, God.
And like all of us are like, are these guys kind of like, is that their bit? Like, they come down and fucking kickbox each other in the fucking pit. And, like, they're warming up, dude. Like, full pads and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's ASB, dude.
Fucking
dude, I was waiting, like, for a kickboxing match to happen.
They're just dipping their fists in glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking then razors.
Mm-hmm. Did they fight?
No. That's... So all night, like, all of us were like, this may happen whenever.
Mm.
They're not really telling us, but, you know, we watched them warm up.
For they have like, shorts on and shit? Like
yeah, the whole
shorts.
Nine. Homeboy put
shirts
the
off?
little thing on his head.
This is like Tung Po versus Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Kind of, but they're like in the same band. I don't know, but it was the weirdest fucking thing, and we're like, fuck, like, there's going to be a kickboxing match in the middle of the show.
They're just Andrew Tate bros.
Well, it's like how they, I don't know. It's just, it was the weirdest that's fucking
attention-seeking behavior. It's all that was.
In an empty room.
In an empty room, yeah. No, that's
while they're doing sound check.
Yeah. Or like doing, like, is that how they get warmed up?
I don't know. But like, they like broke out the pads. Everyone's shoeless and fucking shirtless. Sanctuary. Homeboy puts on his little ring with the fucking.
That's so they're like Muay Thai. They're doing like Muay Thai.
Yeah, yeah.
He takes his hat off. Like he looks like he's bald. He takes his hat off. He's just got like a ponytail.
Yeah.
Like on the back of his head.
Well, and I was like, it's like okay.
Down to his ass.
So I like, I was about to like walk up and take my boots off and be like,
let's go.
I know how to kick.
Just smack your thighs a couple times.
Yeah. Fucking. Well, no. Like, they're
Ian,
like.
Ian just grabs like, Ian grabs some like paper towel and ties it up like a fucking. Nice. Yeah. Like, this is Charmin, it'll hold.
Yeah. Fucking, but yeah, I was gonna ask him, like, ayo, can I get into this kicking thing? And because like he's like, pivot, hip, you know, this and that. Dude, I played soccer for years, yeah. So I just wanted to knock this fucker's leg out.
You
dude.
Got the hips.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Did you ever try to kick field goals?
Yeah. It was fine.
What was the longest one you ever kicked?
60.
You hit a 60-yarder?
Yeah.
I gotta pee with that line.
But, like...
I mean, like, in practice, like,
yeah,
not
yeah.
in a game or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
60.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I used to be able to kick from goal to goal in yeah. soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and were you a goalie or were you...
I was defense and okay. sweeper. So okay. I was right D or sweeper or center D.
Okay.
However, like... However, our coach set up our defense.
Yeah.
And I would come up and do, like, all the corners and stuff. But, yeah, like, in my prime, like, nowadays, I bet you I couldn't even hit a 20-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
But,
same.
Like, in my prime, when I was just, like, kicking all the time, yeah, I put in a 60. And that was, like, off of the...
The tee.
Yeah. And set up all...
Yeah, all perfect.
And it wasn't like I did it on my first try.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had to, like, learn how to
well, yeah,
it
said
kick
what was
it.
The, well, I said, what was the longest one you ever kicked?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Was that with a football or was that with a soccer ball?
Football.
No shit.
Soccer ball was easier for me.
Well, it's lighter, right?
Something,
and it has, like, a little bit more bounce, too, right?
And I was so used to kicking a yeah. foot. I want to call it football, but a soccer ball.
Well, it is a football.
It is. But I was
fuck
so
you guys.
I was so much more used to kicking that
yeah.
than a football.
Yeah.
But
you got to aim a little bit more with a football, right?
You have a smaller
yeah.
point of contact.
Yeah, and
probably.
You have to like, and you have to like kick it a certain way, probably.
Yeah, like if you watch soccer, you're just like,
yeah. There's like a, I think there's a lot.
There's
more
no
room.
Like follow through.
Yeah, there's like a lot
much.
More. There's a lot more room for error, I think, with soccer, right?
Yeah, like and also like I was really good at curling the ball,
bending it like Beckham.
Yep, and
like Radigan Skivens.
So yeah, I don't know. It was fun to yeah. play around with.
That's the thing that I regret the most is not learning to kick, because I would be a fucking NFL kicker in a second.
Dude, with your last name alone, you're half an NFL
exactly.
kicker.
Right dude, now. I mean, my uncle went to high school with Pete Stojanovic.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is
his,
he serve?
Yeah, his brother, you know, what's it called? Big Tommy's?
Yeah.
They own that.
No shit.
Yeah. His brother Billy runs it, but like they own it.
Where'd he go to school?
Dearborn Crestwood.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And did he go to Michigan State?
I don't know what high school or college you went
where
to.
Where did he kick?
I have no idea. I'd have to look it
Western.
Up.
Western. That's why Cougar.
Yeah, he went to CMU.
Right,
you mind if I hop back on the Guinness train?
Go for it.
I feel like the podcast was better Keith, when I was drinking Guinness.
Keith literally bought those for you.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He thinks well, I like them.
I know. He thinks everybody likes them.
It's kind of a bit now because yeah. I hate them.
Really? You hate Guinness?
No, I don't hate
it. I don't hate Guinness. I like Guinness.
I like it.
I love
it's
Guinness.
Something different.
Yeah, I love
it's like it. A coffee. Almost.
I used to drink it all the time, but I don't really drink it that much anymore.
It's got hints of, do you say that when you make your shit, when you make your whiskey, do you say hints of?
Characteristics and all that. Yeah. But like
nodes?
Notes.
Notes?
Notes.
Nodes.
Well, but aren't you supposed to drink it warm? Isn't that like the right way to drink
you
it?
Just drink it out no. of the fuck you want, bro. That's the best thing. It's
that's
your
best.
Choice.
They don't have refrigeration in Ireland, fucking idiots.
Well, and also it's not even black. It's a fucking red.
It's got a ball in here that does something.
That's a nitrogen cap.
I don't like it. I don't like the idea of nitrogen ball in my drink.
It's a nitro stout.
But you know why I don't like it? Because you could have it without it. That's what.
Yeah, but it's can't. Like it's like hitting nitrous.
That's your release.
Okay, I kind of like it now.
When,
it's like
when you crack it, that's what releases the nitrogen.
It's like
fast. But I don't. What do I need the nitrogen for?
Because you might have to just get an extra boost to get to the finish line.
Because
you know what I mean?
That's what fucking
makes the fizz and pop,
is made as.
I like Alex's answer better.
All right, fine.
What's the extra little bit of go-go juice?
It's like Fast and the Furious.
How's that water?
That's what the cars on Fast and the Furious have, is just Guinness cans hooked up to the back.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They just shake them up.
I used to cut those things open just so I could huff the nitrous inside.
So, Alex, you were the judge. John, you were on the roast. How did John do?
John, for having like 4 hours to write all, like, to write like 15
he
jokes.
He wrote it all
whatever.
In an hour and 13 minutes.
Yeah. In what? It's like 18 jokes? 15 jokes? Something like that?
Yeah.
Probably like, had a few extras.
For that amount of time to write that many jokes, like, I think he did, like, pretty good.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But it still wasn't good. It still wasn't.
Did you go?
Wow.
It still wasn't good enough to win, though.
Yeah. So how did it go, though? Because
turncoat in the midst.
I had to go to that stupid fucking wedding.
So,
I'll tell you what you need. You need a little bit of, I think all the judges need to write down who they think's won, and that should be shared beforehand. Because when all of them get put on the spot, like, you could make it like this person, like you guys all pulled together, and that way you could be like, okay, what do you think? And then if it's you could split, you could make a little bit more drama.
Because
because there, if two people vote the same way right out, that person already knows, and then it's just banter.
Well, so
all right,
so I think you can leave it that way, but I don't know. Was Brett at? He had to be at the first two, right?
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, I think. So.
I think if the first two vote one way, you don't even need the third one. Just move on.
True.
We usually do.
I was gonna vote for you,
but we didn't do that last night though. It was like even if like two judges already voted for the same person, the third judge still went.
Yeah,
and it's like we don't need the third judge if it's first two already.
What
voted,
I'm saying is that if everyone already knew each other's vote ahead of time. Like, you could make it so there's a little bit of drama. So if it was two and two, you could be like, okay, what'd you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what'd
but...
you think and what'd you think? And that way you could kind of delay it a little bit and have a little production value.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it that way if you want.
As opposed to having the judges
feel pressure. I have an idea for how to open the show. I'll tell you off air.
Cool.
Because I don't want somebody to steal this idea.
I like it. Mercer probably just did, like, what, 15 minutes up?
No, he didn't. No, he only did, like, five. Oh. And then he brought up Skippy. Skippy did five, and then I came up and did five.
Hell yeah, yeah.
But the two of them, it didn't even occur to me that I was going to do time.
Yeah.
And so like they brought roast jokes. So they were just doing roast jokes to open. And I'm just like, I don't have roast jokes.
Yeah. You just did your set.
I tried to do some off
you
the
don't
top
have to do
it.
Right? We just decided to do that because we were a little
well,
short.
But if the two week. Of them, if the two of them were doing roast jokes, I'm gonna look like an asshole.
I think it would be cool if the first three people just did time, just did 5 minutes.
I got an idea for you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it to you after the show. I got an idea.
You ready?
I'll admit I probably like fucked up the last like the end a little
Your
bit
judgment
because it was in Noah and Johanna's round.
You regret something today.
No. I it hit me immediately. I made a joke that didn't land.
Yeah. It's...
And then Noah clapped back on the joke. And then at that moment, Skippy already voted for Noah.
Yeah.
And in that moment, in my head, I'm like, okay, Mercer's going to vote for Noah because he should win this round. I'm going to do a bit right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, Noah? I was going to vote for you, but since you're a bitch, I'm giving it to Johanna.
Yeah.
And then Brett voted for Johanna.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, man. See, that happened to me with John, you know? I was like, it was close enough. And Bruce
but,
came
I mean,
from out of town.
But, I mean, Johanna even said, like, right before... She did her first joke, and then she was like, I didn't think I was going to get this far, so I actually don't have any jokes for now.
Oh, see, dude, I gotta.
So,
when I first set it up, I got to tell everybody, you need to fucking write.
Yeah, but honestly.
Because this happened last time.
So, like that, I mean, that. So I was going to vote for Noah no matter what, just because, like.
He's that good.
I already knew Johanna didn't have anything. Like, she didn't, you know. So I was just like,
but
yeah, I'm going to vote for Noah no matter what. But then. But like I said, he clapped back on me, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, oh, Mercer's going to vote for Noah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if I fuck around right here, so I fucked around.
And Mercer voted for Johanna. Yeah.
Did Noah lose in the first round?
Yeah. No, second round. No, he lost in the second round. Because he beat
David Lidnivsky.
Yeah. Lisneski. Yeah.
Did he have any good, like memorable zingers? Not from that night.
I personally felt like I had joke of the night.
Yeah. You did. Was it Skylar?
Yeah, Skylar girl. I go. I said she's been on my like friends you might know list, and I was like, I have no interest in knowing who this bitch is. I go, and then I started looking through some of her pictures and notice that she has a huge mouth, and I kind of like that.
On the funny scale, you get 10 points.
That probably got the biggest pop of the night. That
was the one that, like, the room, like...
Yeah, that one, I think, got the biggest pop.
Yeah.
Half-filled?
Fucking full. No, it was pretty, yeah. It was, like, pretty full. It was probably about three-quarters full.
Marcus said, like, probably 120 to 120 in ticket sales. I'm like, all right, I got to lower the price from 150.
No, it was a pretty full room. It was like almost sold out.
Okay.
I think a lot of people kind of sneak in too.
Yeah, probably. Of course.
There was a big show in the big room. I'm sure some of those people probably slid over.
Nice. And yeah, I'm upset he didn't wear the judge outfit. Buddy. He wanted to. He couldn't find it, I guess.
Say again?
You said you bumped into
Sean, and I also saw Herzl. Herzl was in the room next door. But yeah, we bumped into another dude who was in the... I bumped into one buddy at Ghostlight, another buddy at Planet Ant. So it was like, it was a whole bunch of people there.
Mm.
There's a lot of people there. It was a good room. It was a good night. I mean, that's the joke that I was like, I think that was the joke that got the biggest pop. Well,
that joke got the biggest pop.
But there was like,
there were good jokes throughout the night, but that joke, I think, got the biggest pop.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like, Witskel had two great jokes, but then one joke, like, just...
It's fucking slid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like because he lost to Johanna in the first round. Yeah.
Okay.
And Johanna for
what did
Ken,
she say about Kenny?
I don't remember. But for Ken, she had three very solid jokes.
Yeah.
And Ken had two very solid
jokes.
That's
all it takes.
But one joke absolutely fell like nothing.
Yeah. And she wins.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And that's what got me with Emma. I told the last thing I'd written for Emma was that she has huge teeth and that they rent her face every once in a while to show movies at AMC. Like if someone throws a Coke at the screen or something. They want to do an outdoor show.
Let's all go to the movies. Yeah.
If you did the MJR clap, you probably would have gotten it.
Yeah, I might have. Wow.
What is up with that, by the way?
What?
The MJR?
Yeah. I think what it is is that it identifies the people that you should beat the shit out of after the movie's over.
Yo, I was in there one first time.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden half the room's like, da, 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 da. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. I like turn to my friends and they're like, it's a theater thing. And I'm like, theater thing? Like,
what?
No one is acknowledging you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool if it was like a small little theater in some town. Does that there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
MJR. It's like going to a Subway and rubbing your forehead every time you order
something. And also, it would be cool if like the theater didn't make it up, but the people that went to the theater did.
Yeah, if it was like a Rocky Horror thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it would be cool. But
the theater's like, we're starting a trend.
Of course MJR made that up.
So they just started like putting implants in there and being like...
No, they started putting it on the screen before the movie, and then dumbasses are like, oh, that's fun.
Well, yeah. It doesn't say anything about the clap.
No, it is. There's usually a screen about the clap.
What? It's,
yeah.
No.
It says you will be kicked out if you don't clap.
Good luck.
Clapping only.
It says you will be sterilized if you do not clap.
Well, I'm already sterile.
Have you seen this? I've only seen it in reels, but this chick, she's a stand-up comedian. I think stand-up, but... She's a comedian for sure, and she has other comedian friends come in, and they give them like a professional Hollywood like movie makeover of like an alien or some weird
thing. Yeah.
And she interviews like straight man interviews
she
them.
She interviews them as that character. Yeah, I've seen that.
And they don't know what they're gonna look like. And it's really fucking funny.
The one guy that did the alien was like hilarious. Yeah,
the black dude.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah,
he was just they made him up to look like an alien.
They just made him like
he didn't
great.
Know that he looked
they,
like an alien.
Yeah, they, no. They just you don't know what it is going in, but like obviously once they make
once
you
once they
up,
put, make you up, you got an idea.
Yeah, so like
she just plays perfectly. He was like, what happens when it gets cold out there in space? She's like, oh, we got these intergalactic special, you know, woven sheets that we could put. She's like, it sounds like a blanket. He's like, no, it's intergalactic. But I've always been a fan of that straight man idiot thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that when I did the Talent Brando thing that I took off YouTube because I'm embarrassed about it now. But that's always been funny to me. Just the straight, the one person being like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is impossible. But it's also almost hack sometimes. Like, Conan can do it.
It's funny because, like, truth kind of became the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our guests were, like, the straight man.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were crazy, too.
They were crazy, yeah. too, but they became the straight man because me and Bobbitt would just be fucking insane.
That's interesting. That there guy. Was no straight man.
Oh, yeah, it's him, yeah.
I think that might have just been no, all crazy.
Well, we made the guest the straight
man. Fair enough, yeah. Because you were learning from them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the end, they would be, like, very frustrated with us. I think a lot of people, like, actually were frustrated with
really?
Me. Yeah, I think so.
Who was frustrated with you?
I wouldn't want to say.
Not on there.
There's one that I think for sure was, like...
Yeah?
He was getting, like, kind of frustrated.
Did they listen to our podcast?
Either that, no. He's a great actor.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say
Louis D. Michael.
I'm not going to say it. On.
All right.
I feel like you would have said no.
If it wasn't no.
Coincidentally, Louis was never on as like a guest alone, like on his, like he did an episode with Nick.
I thought he was Joe Rogan on one of them.
So, yeah. But he didn't, that wasn't a full episode. That was just like a bit.
Gotcha.
He was just like a quick bit that he did Joe Rogan, but he did one episode with Nick Ladorf where we did like a kind of cross podcast thing. Mm-hmm. They're like legal podcast. But we never had Louis on as just like his own character.
You mean his?
Like just
I don't know
to
what his character
you, everyone created their own character.
Everyone created their out. Own character when oh, they gotcha, came on. Gotcha, we never gotcha. Had Louis on in that way.
What would your character be, Ian?
Oh, he had a good one.
You did it.
Remember?
No.
You don't remember
you and your buddy, the something brothers.
Oh,
the something brothers. No. It was I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
it was
the Cajun boys. The
Bayou boys.
Yeah.
Oh, now you gonna get the crawfish now,
no, bro.
Boy.
You don't even know. We had a whole.
It actually was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
we brought some crocodile for you.
We're
if you
traveling pick. Bayou boys, dude.
Traveling Bayou boys, like a singing group.
Yes. No. And like we made up fake songs and everything.
Yeah.
Just in mid conversation, break out into song.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
It was great.
There was one of you like, played a jug, I think.
Absolutely
or
beautiful.
Well, that's the thing. Nick, who we're going to do it, but they never asked us on to the show. Like, I pitched it.
Yeah.
Nick's like a great musician.
Yeah.
And I'm just nothing. So, but I can make up.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so Nick would just like break off into some guitar thing, and I would just fucking start making up words, dude.
Yeah.
About Bayou living.
just crocodiles and shit?
Anything, dude. Fucking, yeah, just Bayou living.
Oh, no.
And, like, without accent.
Born on that
just
Bayou.
Just fucking.
Just you.
Good old boys.
The Bayou boys.
That kind of makes it funnier that you call yourselves the Bayou boys,
Bayou
but
boys,
you have
but
no accent.
And
have
that
no
was the,
Cajun
yeah.
Whatsoever.
You like
yeah.
I mean, that would be right on par with truth.
Yeah.
Because, like. Everyone would always call me out for my bad English accent.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew people were going to do that as like a defense mechanism for like when they get stuck, when they don't know where to go with like the riff
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of knew people would do that. So like, I kind of thought of it like before we started recording, if somebody calls me out on it, I was just going to respond with, this isn't an English accent. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. 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 And it all.
I'm English. From South Jersey. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Do you see any crumpets?
This is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. It all started with my buddy and I on a Halloween party going to a friend's house.
I remember that.
And they live like.
You did it like the night before a Lions game or something.
What?
I think. Didn't you guys have a party the night before a Lions game? And you were like, dude, I came up with something last night.
It was,
we were on the way to. Like,
it was like a Halloween
Vibios.
Party or something. Something we went to and like
you should just start the TikTok.
Oh god. So me and him are at this party store and we're just like, we're the fuck Bayou boys, motherfucker. Like, and we're just wearing our regular clothes, except we just have cowboy hats on. And that was our fucking outfits.
The Bayou boys.
And literally the party store guy's like, Listen.
You guys got to go.
You guys aren't from around here, obviously, Bayou boys.
Yeah.
Like, you better be careful because, like, Detroit's dangerous, and I don't think you know where you are. And then Nick's like, I know where I am, and, like, pulls out a harmonica and starts fucking going nuts. And then I start singing some random song at the party guy. And then we just take our 30 rack and go, dude. Yeah, and we just showed up to this goth Halloween party as the Bayou Boys, dude.
Yeah.
And just being like, oh, you're pretty. You got hair like a goat. She got hair like a goat. Like, <"That's good." laughs> Oh.
The but Bayou yeah. Boys.
So, and we, like,
does
we
he look
annoyed.
Like, what does he look like, this other, the other brother?
What, he's got a... Right now, well, it's summertime, so he does like a Macho Man like mustache.
Yeah, he does.
And what a little shorter, thinner guy. But great dude.
Nice.
One of my best friends. talented brewer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just.
Did you guys have characters? Like he was like the talkative. Like,
were you brothers?
Aggressive one.
We're just boys from the Bayou, boy. Yeah.
Like if somebody asked you. Brothers or just the boys?
What? You'd brother boys.
Brother boys. Okay.
Like, we just, and like, that night we just annoyed everybody. and so, that's why I was like, oh, we got to pitch this. And, I
guess you put out an album. I can play some guitar on it.
All right.
For real.
He's like a percussion master.
I've been itching to play
master music. Go play with him. He's got a whole music room.
No.
Just you know what I was thinking about the other day? EJ's show.
What?
I just missed EJ.
Cobbs.
I got
yeah, Cobbs.
Yeah, when I helped him do that too, yeah. I
would it's play funny it's funny between. It's funny how that band just grew.
Yeah, John not McDonald,
Campbell.
John Campbell had a suitcase drum kit.
Yeah.
It was like a suitcase. You've seen one of those with the kick?
But it's like every week you would show up and there would be one more person in the band.
Kyle Forsyth was on it one time with his synth. And we hit it one time. I still have the recording somewhere, but we hit a good like song one time. But other than that, it was just like a solid beat and other good music. And then him just being like, bum, 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 like pressing one button.
What did EJ
and it
do
being
play
totally
anything?
Off.
EJ would be like the lead singer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he would just be black.
So he played bass.
His voice was the bass.
Yeah, his voice kind was of. The bass, yeah.
But yeah, that was fun as fuck.
That's when I first started comedy, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was fun.
I've
as
listened
fuck.
To sets that I did there, and I was like, oh my god,
dude! I remember when you were playing the guitar one time, and I was walking up from outside, and you were like really into it.
Yeah,
and I started recording you from outside. And then you like turned and saw me and you just started looking right into my camera, but you just kept going. Yeah. But that was a video. That was a video.
Oh yeah. Cause EJ took that picture.
And
yeah.
I turned it into a GIF and I can't fucking find it anywhere now. I'm so pissed.
That's
it was
funny.
So fucking funny.
Cause it's a really serious face.
Yeah. Oh no, dude, there was nothing like funny on your face.
It was all
face.
Funk.
Yeah.
Playing acoustic guitar funk like dink, 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 just fucking for 5 seconds in between the comic coming on. Just because I just started comedy, I was like, this is a good idea.
I don't think
right
I ever did that room.
Dude, it was so fun.
Yeah,
where was
Steve
it?
Steve Kass.
Cobbs.
When Steve Kass first Kass started
corridor.
Comedy, he looked like Eminem. Okay. He had like a little blonde hair.
Yeah.
So every time we went up, we'd be like dunk, 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 dunk. And it's inspired him.
Now EJ's killing it in Chicago, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, is it Chicago?
Cleveland.
I thought he went to Cleveland.
I think he's in Cleveland.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a cameraman.
Yeah.
He does like all kinds of fucking dope shit.
All right. Good on you. Miss you, EJ.
Yeah. EJ's good all fucking right. people.
All right.
Yeah, EJ's the best.
Yeah, EJ was great.
We've been texting over the whole beef.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So I was asking this. So Drake gave up. He threw in the
pretty
flag.
Pretty much.
Did he do another song? Like
he did
today?
He did the Hard Part 6, which not today. Kendrick's thing is before every album he drops the heart.
Yeah.
And it's just like a, I don't know, whatever you want, a single before the album.
Yeah.
And his next one would have been the Hard Part 6. So kind of the genius move on Drake's part.
Oh, so he took his album?
Yeah. Well, he took the name. I mean, I'm sure Kendrick will still do it.
Yeah.
But it was basically a track, like, he lost because he was like, I'm not a pedophile. Kendrick didn't say nothing about I don't beat my wife, nothing.
He was just like, nuh-uh.
No. Yeah.
So wait,
let me see you prove it.
So which song, because a TikTok came up today, one of Drake's songs, and it actually wasn't terrible.
Family Matters, maybe.
Maybe. The video was basically... he had the
Good Kid, Mad City van.
Yeah. And he like crushes it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The van from his like first famous album, Good Kid, Mad City, like his mom's van, where there's like voicemails in like the first few tracks being like, "When are you gonna bring that van back?"
Yeah.
And his dad's in the background like, "Where are my dominoes?" He's like, "It's a voicemail, you dumbass." Like, I told you 2-3 times, bring back my domino. He's like, "I hope you ain't fucking on that girl, Shireen." And the first song's called Shireen. It's like. It's like what made him big, and then Drake. Yeah. I mean, it's not that clever. It's kind of dumb that he bought a grape purple van.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still crushed. It's still funny though.
It is funny. And I knew he was going to say the N-word a lot.
And the lyrics in that throughout song, the lyrics in that song aren't terrible.
No, they're not.
Like he actually does get Kendrick with a couple.
He does
a couple jabs in that one.
He says, "When you beat on your wife, is it self-defense because she's bigger than you, or something like that?"
And then he had another,
no matter what I say, it's gonna go over Kenny's head. Like all these short jokes.
Well, he had another one too. I don't remember the lyric, but he's saying that like, oh, you're supposed to be like this like social justice warrior, but like you're married to a half half black, half
white. You said you don't like the girls I fuck, but what do you really mean? I've had this and that and everything in between.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're the one with a mixed queen.
Yeah.
And he said something like the last line he said was that you hired a crisis management team to hide the fact that you beat on your queen.
Yeah.
You're dead. But then Kendrick came out. And then he just talked to him for the last part of that song.
Yeah.
He just was like, "Oh man, I'm done." He's like, "You can put out your next 10 songs." He's like, everything I'm saying is facts. I'm trying to do a Drake voice.
Yeah.
Everything I say is facts, man. So you know what it is, man.
So he just bitched out?
That was the song before he bitched out.
He's like, "I'm not gonna deal with the fucking wife beater. It'll feed into your nature. You're lying about having it." And also, he basically said that he leaked the info to Kendrick that he had an 11-year-old daughter that nobody knew. And it was like, "I bet you he takes it." You know what I mean? Which can't be true. It can't be true, because you know why? The album cover would have been text messages, been like, him actually leaking it. The truth is that Drake did have a mole in the camp. Did you see? I sent you guys. His bodyguard got shot outside of his house.
Yeah,
last week.
What was that all
about? I don't know. I haven't looked into it since. The beef kind of died down, but
I think it's over at this point.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any more songs.
I think Kendrick won with shooting his bodyguard.
I mean. Or that was a move on Drake's part, because Kendrick dropped the picture of Drake's house with the pedophile markers on it.
Yeah.
You know? And with that West Coast. Dude, that's like the number one stream song, I think, ever or something in the first day.
I just saw, yeah. The Kendrick, not like us. Kendrick's club banger.
Really?
It's really good, too.
Yeah.
It's great. "I'll beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching." Certified boogeyman.
I think we're at an hour.
What pickles? Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's a pickle.
That is a pickle.
We did it. Let's go to bed.
20-minute drive now. I don't know where I live.
Any plugs?
What's our? We have a show. Ours is until June, right? The Kalamazoo one.
Oh yeah, that one's at the end of June, I think. Or is it the beginning? It's either the beginning or the end.
2011. Maybe the middle. BMW. No,
maybe the middle.
Definitely not in the middle. It's either. It's
I
either
say
the first.
It's June 5th.
It's either the first week or the last week.
Okay.
I can't remember right now.
Sellerman's is coming back next month. Is it still there?
No. What's the building, the building is.
Yeah.
It's empty.
This thing's dead. I just saw someone in there and pulled over. I said, "This guy's going to take all your money and
Is it still the same guy?
Oh, yeah. So I just walked up to the person who was walking out that I didn't know their face and was like, "This guy's a fucking cheat," and blah, 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 blah. He was like, "All right, good to see you too, Ian." And I'm like, I didn't acknowledge him. And it was like, this guy tried to fucking ruin me and fucking this and that, blah, blah, blah. Stay away from this building. I was like, go ask the city about it.
Nice to see you doing.
And I just like, yeah, didn't give him any acknowledgement and just walked back in my car and drove away.
No plugs.
No plugs?
No plugs.
I do have shit, but it's not in front of me right now, and I don't feel like getting it, so.
Cool. So we're going to call it, boys.
Yep.
Good episode. This was fun. Drake yeah. Beef. On your mama.